Okay, so the problem was is people were being makel and they were putting a spigot into the barrel, putting these porous materials around it to function like a gasket. They were soaked with liquid because there was liquid in the barrel. And when you, as you were tightening it, you were squeezing out the liquid. And they said it was okay because they weren't touching it directly. And there's like the spigot would act like a handle, just like you had before, by the case of the sponge with the handle. And the Shulchan Aruch says that there's what to really to question this point. The reason why the handle works by the case of the sponge, because all you're doing is, according to the ones that say that it works, you're just moving it across the top of the surface. You're not pressing down. So you're not holding on to the sponge. You're using a handle. You're not pressing down. So they said it's mutter. Okay. Mashenken kan. But over here, shemahatgen abarza b'choizik techanekav. They're tightening the barza into the hole. Yeshom vareschita. You're definitely squeezing out. Alkein roy linuk shelo yonir kli tachtov v'yelach aschita le'ibud. So then, what you should do is not catch the liquid which is being squeezed out. Now, so let's rely on this opinion, the Rishon over here, which says, in other words, again, the minig was to be mekel. You're relying on the opinion of the Aruch, and that's okay, which even that, he really raised the question. Al-Kaponim said, that's at least you have an opinion to rely on. But what they were doing without that, there's nothing to talk about. But, mikomokom, sarach shiyo gamken, abarza aruka. But he still says, and this is that the heter over here is also in only conjunction with the fact that the barza was a ruka, even though he raised the question that it does not seem to be so effective. Balkoponim, we could argue that, you know, at least there was some argument why that should be mutter, not exactly clear why. She attached to the tibusa, adkan lo shenata. So the Taz says that you'll still get the benefit of the barza aruka. Now, the Mokad Rum argues that he says that they were makel even without the barza aruka, and the Sharatzin and the Nvav says that you can't rely on that alone. We're not going to rely on the Oruch's opinion by itself without having some other type of logic. That this sheet alone we cannot rely on. We can rely on the Oruch in conjunction with the fact that the barza was a ruka. Okay. New thought. V'da, the chol asif hazeh hu b'chav v'shal yam. We're talking about wine. K'mashah hizkar v'shulchan aruch v'rosh asif. Hu din sharmash k'mar other liquids. Avalav b'mayim. We're not talking about a barrel holding water. Now, why is water different? V'tam adavar. The b'chol ma'ashkan chutz b'mayim. By all liquids other than water. Das kama rishonim. Dein b'hem mishum libu. Liquids other than water do not generate a halacha of cleansing the garment. And therefore, v'isur schitosa hu rak mishum mefarik. The issur is only because that you're separating out the liquid which you want to use from that which is holding it. K'mosechet anovim, v'zeisim anovim, like squeezing olives and grapes. L'chein b'inan minatara l'kuliyama sh'yet zorach l'mashkan l'yotzim d'min d'mefarik. Well, since that is so, that the malach is mefarik, if you don't want to use the liquid, it's not going to be like mefarik. Because mefarik was to get the item which you're breaking off. And so, at best, it'll be malach shenet tzrich l'gufa. Possibly better than that, but at least, at best, that's what it's going to be. Rak min rabbonon, sirile, the day achren adasr, the second meal is also min rabbon. Kosh kesavti bebir loch, like explain the bir loch. Okay. In other words, the argument is over here. Possibly this is even better because if I don't use the item which is coming out, it's not as mafarik. Digging a hole is digging a hole. Right? The malacha of mafarik is to get item A from item B. I only look at this as an item which has, if I'm going to use it. Otherwise, it's just like it doesn't get it set as a mashka. So it's oichel from oichel. So it's not mafarik at all. It's nothing. Right. on a derisa level. That's by other liquids. But by water, there's a different issur of shechita, squeezing out. When you squeeze out, you're cleaning something. You're cleaning out those little, whatever that, the cloth that you stuck in there to function like the gasket, you're cleaning it out. As you squeeze it in, you're taking out all the dirt which is in it. The Sechru told the Malaben. Shechita is part of the Malach of Malaben, is a told the Malaben. Of Malaben is literally whitening something, means cleaning something. The fact the water goes to the Ibud is irrelevant, because all kibbutz, all washing, the water goes, you throw the water out. The malacha isn't getting the water, the malacha is the dirt that you're taking out of the garment.
Okay, I thought that the shechita was coming from another malacha. Now it's tying it into a tolda of Malabim.
He's saying there's two types of shechita. There's one malacha, there's two potentially why something should be a problem with shechita. One is because of mafarik, dosh.
Okay, so with two, with one act, you could be over on two toldos, possibly.
Theoretically. Well, most cases it's going to be one or the other. So he says, when you're dealing with anything besides water, there's no malacha malabin over there, so the only malacha you're dealing with is mafarik, the dosh, getting the item to use.
Well, we said we had a problem with a white wine.
White wine is possibly, we consider like water. That's, we had that before, correct. That's the next piece of the Mishabura. That's good. But it's also a problem of Malabain when you're dealing with the... In other words, if I get a spill on my tablecloth, so if it's water that spills on my tablecloth, so I'm trying to... If I press down to get that water out, my problem is not Mefarik. My problem is Malabain. I'm cleaning the tablecloth. When I press it out, I'm taking... You press out the water comes out and takes out a certain amount of dirt with it. If wine spills, so when I'm pressing out, I'm not doing malabain. So if I would take the wine which comes out and I would try and use it, so I'd have a problem with mafarik. If not, I don't have mafarik.
Why don't you have the problem with malabain? If you have your spill on your tablecloth and you have less wine there than before, isn't that clean?
So you remove a certain amount of area, let's say, this area, no wine is there anymore, just this area, so that much, but in the same spot, it's darker color, lighter color, that doesn't count. As long as a reshim is left, it's not called you cleaned it. It's not called partial cleaning. We got to be that. Now, Vadasa Taz, comes to Taz and says, the yain lovan, white wine, daimel amayim lin yikibus. He knows a white wine has the same aloha like water, since it doesn't leave a stain, a visible stain, so it's like water. The Rav Shulchan Aruch Loyari can keep beyond odoim, so he will have to understand the Shulchan Aruch's case over here of the wine, which is saying it's mutter when the wine is not caught. Well, why isn't it malabe? And the answer is we're talking about yain odoim, red wine, shen malabe, which doesn't clean. So visura hurak mishum mafarik. The only problem is mafarik. So that's why it's only a problem if you want what's coming out. Okay, now, so what do you do with your tablecloth? Now I took the tablecloth. In Nishbruch Shecher, Bashar Mashka Alamapa, Shalashukha. So beer or other liquids spill onto your cloth tablecloth. Who writes a ligra oisambikaf, a bisakin, kalanakasamapa? He wants to take a knife or a spoon and rub it across to get the liquid off. To catch the liquid. So Yizoyer, he has to be careful. Shelo yigarim b'kayach, you shouldn't press hard. Keshel yavu de schita, you shouldn't come to schita. He tells you to take a look at the Bir Alocha, where he discusses this issue over here. Because he possibly argues when you take with a calf, so you've got the liquid. So if you press down, that's a mamash mafarik case. So right now I have it in a container. I might throw it out afterwards, but right now I have it. So that already is a mafarik case, where I sort of like just rub it off with the knife, and it goes to the ground. Possibly that might be that the chal is not even a mafarik situation. In a case where you're taking the liquid off by pressing down, that's going to be a problem. So rak yosef zamashka hatzaf milamal. Just make sure you're taking off the liquid which is not absorbed in, rather the liquid which is on top. Now, if the liquid was a colored liquid, you know, we don't want you, so while you're scraping it off, you're moving this beer over, you end up discoloring another part of the tablecloth also, so that's a problem of tzeveya, you're coloring the tablecloth. Not the rice, because you don't want it, but it's tzeveya. So that's a bichar mashke. If it's water, vadi yizor bezeh, moed bezeh, chiz mayim, who told the malabim, because that's going to be at the raisa level. The chana. If you're dealing with a case of a plastic, you know, plastic tablecloth on top, so a lot of persons say that plastic is like ore. The Gemara says, even though we say by cloth that just putting it into water is considered melaben, shriyoso is not kibusai. By ore, shriyoso is not kibusai, but even by ore, if you rub it, it's considered kibus. So the same thing with plastic tablecloth. You know, if you're taking off on the top, that's not a problem. But if you're going to start pressing down, etc., that's equivalent to rubbing. So some places can say someone argue that plastic is better than ore, or at least ore does absorb liquid. Plastic doesn't absorb at all. A lot of people are not comfortable taking it that far. So there would be a malabin even on a straight plastic. If you press down, you know, you rub in, etc. But just take off whatever's there. That's not a problem.
To place something on top and then take that.
Not a problem. Only you have to be careful with is if the item gets totally saturated. So when you pick it up, you're doing shechita. So what you could do is either, you know, put the items that they're not totally, take them off before they're totally saturated, take over, or shechita is only pressing. So you take a knife or a fork and pick it up from underneath that and then put it on a plate. That's acceptable.
I never would have thought that plastic would have ever come into the realm of shechita. So let's say somebody, they're really efficient in the way they clean their table a lot is by taking the whole thing and bringing it over to the shower and then just shower it off. Takes off all the crumbs and everything.
That's not a problem.
So it's only when you start pressing on stuff.
Right. It's not worse than ore. And ore also, we just said, the Mishnah says with Farish, you could pour, if you got dirt on your shoe, you could pour water on the shoe and take the dirt off. But you can't rub it. So showering your plastic tablecloth would be the same thing as pouring water on the shoe.
When I have a good time coming around my house and shops, no, I'm just joking.
Yeah, the kids will love it. Just like, you know.
Who wants
to
clean the table?
Okay. A seichet sara or potter lava loser, a shabbos, he's also yizchet sara lenagva. Squeezing out hair or. So that's not a derisa.
What's or?
Skin. Leather.
Leather.
Yeah. So, in other words, but even my leather, the muscle, the law says, if you take two sides and you rub them against each other and you get the cleaning it off that way, that's malabe. So skita alone, but if you're rubbing it bekoyach and trying to get everything out, that would be a problem.
If it's dry.
If there's dirt there and getting it out would still be a problem.
Even if it's 100% dry.
If it's 100% dry, you might have a problem with teichin. Let's say you have a piece of mud which hardened and now it's dirt. So you rub the two parts to break it off. You're breaking the smaller pieces.
Yeah, let's say dirt on your hands and
he's all dirt on your hands if they're wet, so that's not a problem. The hands are not a problem. They don't possibly get a sort of malabin on your hands.
Even though it's
hard? They ask the question. They do ask the question. Also, they ask, well, there's hair on your hands also, especially, some men have very hairy hands. So why is there a problem with skita on the... They do ask the question. But my so it's mutter. But now, so there is a halacha of so you can't squeeze it. You should not squeeze it. But mir rabban, it's also to squeeze out hair. So if hair gets wet, you're not supposed to press down and squeeze it out. What you can do is you can lay a towel on it and let it absorb. So a person has to wash their face. They got dirty, like that. Wash their face. They shouldn't be pressing in, but they can just put it on top and let it absorb. So a person goes to his case. The person goes talks about later on in Shin Chavav when you're allowed to go to the mikvah, when and how you're allowed to go to the mikvah Shabbos. So you can't do schita on the hair. It's really gay. Well, ladies go, they got a lot of hair to deal with. I mean, it is an issue, especially when go in the winter. They have to come with their hair. You can't really dry your hair. You have to walk home with wet hair. And in the winter, it's not such a health wise, it's an issue. So,
what is the shear on shechita on hair in terms of?
As long as you're not pressing, a person takes a towel and they put it over their head and let it sit there and let it, it absorbs. That's not a problem. It's not pressing in. It's a problem. So where do you draw the line?
I have thicker eyebrows, right? Do we say, thick eyebrows versus thin eyebrows? Be careful, or is it?
Yeah, theoretically, it's only shaykh the issue of schita and sarv if they're close to each other. That's why in general we don't assume there's been a schita on a person's hand, etc., because they're not really close. They're not really holding water. The issue is because it looks like it's being held. That's you talk about some of your synthetic brushes. It's the same thing. There's an issue of skeet over there because it basically we deal with it like hair. It holds, even though it doesn't absorb water. It holds water. That's the rabbanan.
So why do we allow the bristles then on certain kinds of brushes?
As long as if they're not too close together, so then it doesn't really hold water in between them. So that's why it doesn't. It's not perceived as a skeet process.
So there's some of them being held. So how do we properly assess whether or not they're going to work?
Rishon Zalman says that if theoretically you would leave it there and the water is going to run out without pressing. So it's they're far apart enough that right now it's captured. You can always capture a certain amount of water, but you let it sit for another half a minute, that water is going to flow out, whatever, that type of thing. It's not really staying there. So that's not a problem. It says if it's close enough, it's going to really hold the water for a period of time, that's a problem. It's hard to translate that into exact lemaisa, but that's the basic rule. Okay. The next two sifim deal with tzeveya. Now he's pretty much finished with schita. Now he wants to talk about the malacha of tzeveya, of coloring. The lamet has malachas is the malacha of tzeveya, which was part of the process of dyeing. So tzeveya would be dyeing it with a color. So he wants to talk about it in context in regards to foods. Is there malacha? Is there issue of tzeveya by Aruch? Says Yutes. Lithin karkin batavshol. You're allowed to put saffron into a food, even though saffron gives it a distinct color. Mutter. Tzeveya does not apply to foods. You can pour your grape juice into your white wine. You have your Miscata d'Asti and you want to add some grape juice to it and it looks now nice and red. Even though it turns red through that. You're doing it for the color. It's probably not a problem. Can you hear me? However, it seems to say that in case you're doing it for that purpose, it should be a problem. Now, there is, for example, another example of this, which we spoke about in Shin Yiruches, was your tea sets. A person makes tea essence before Shabbos, and then on Shabbos he fills up a kli sheni and then a kli shlishi, and he pours his tea essence into the kli shlishi. As well, at that point in time, you're coloring the water, but that's meeker than it's mutter because it's tzeveya.
Same thing with coffee.
Or coffee, or any of these things, right? Now, he did point out over there, you remember in the Shartzian, Sharzian brought it, there is a sheet of the Balamor which holds there is Tzvi Ba'echlim. He said, and therefore, if you have an option of doing it in a way which is not Tzveya, it's preferable to do that. So, what's the option? In case it's not Tzveya, if you keep it to yes, it's hot. So, there's no din bishul on it. Kli, water, liquid which cooled off, there's a chumra bishul on it. Where if it's still hot, there's no din bishul. So, if it's still hot, you could add it in first and pour the water into it. And everybody holds it. If you don't see a process of Tzveya taking place, it's not oster. So if you have your clear water and you add the tea essence, you're coloring it. If you have the essence there first and you pour the water into it, that's not a problem. The problem is that you're allowed to do that. He says, well, if it's still warm, you're allowed to pour on it from a cliché. But if it's not, you should not pour on it. If it's not warm, still you should put a cliché first and then add the essence.
So why don't we take it, say that there could be malabim on ochel then? And if one would be careful to first put in the tea essence and then add your clear water, then why would you say that now instead of doing Tzveya, you're doing malabim?
It's an interesting question. You know, do we look at malabim as the alter ego of Tzveya? There are some parallel malachos. There's kosher and matir. There's Tarifa and Korea, Boden and Soyser, making a fire and extinguishing a fire. They're definitely our parallel malachas. Mishnah does not put those two as such. We don't look at Tzveya's coloring and Malabin is taking out the color. Actually, in the order of the malachas, Malabin comes first, because Malabin was the natural, the case was referring to the wool that they used to make the colors in the Mishkan. So there's natural lanolin and different things in the wool which prevent it from holding a dye. So the first step of the process was to clean it, and then you would dye it. So they're not necessarily perceived as being parallels. That being said, so I don't know necessarily you would have to necessarily the criteria one defines the other. See, even say machmor yesh tzvi ba'ochlim because it adds something of significance. The idea of cleaning an oichel. To learn cleaning an oichel from cleaning a garment would be difficult. It's a different type of a process.
So, Rabbi, the correct way then to make a cup of coffee would be to put the coffee in first?
Theoretically, according to that, coffee in first. The only problem is you don't want to do it in a way where you have a problem of bishul, because this is like a chumra.
Even if it's instant coffee? Or it's just rehydrating it?
In the coffee, the problem is right now it's room temperature, so it's considered an instant. So if you deal with instant coffee as a salad, there's no bishul on the salad once it's been cooked. If you deal with it as a liquid, since it dissolves immediately, so if you deal with it like a liquid, then there would be a dinner bishul. And then he says there is a chumra over there to do. He says it in the Shartzi and doesn't even say it in the Mishnah, the Shabur.
Like a food coloring that's miyuchad for coloring food. Even then, it's mutter. It's just
mutter. It's made for food purposes. The only place where there's an issue, which they talk about, Shiloh was you have a coloration which goes into the toilet bowl. It makes the water look bluish or something like that. So we know it's water, which is an oichel, but you're not using it as an oichel, you're using it as a cleansing agent for the toilet bowl. There are bitsiners that should be holes, that's a problem. And you shouldn't have that. You shouldn't have it in the tank. That every time you flush the tank, and then the water comes in, the water gets colored by this agent there, which colors the water. That'd be a problem. Yeah. Now, Mikol Malkum, even though I tell you a lot to make a color, to the Mishnah Berurah, and Rishai Laos says, Mara Bayayin Sarav, Udavash, you can't color your whiskey, Yayin Sarav is your fire wine, fire water, like they call it fire wine, which means whiskey, Udavash, or honey. So you want to color a little Shikta Mimeno, because this way it'll look, more, the color would be more intense if people want to buy it. And prima gadam, I'm shama time. We gamalav hachi who uvdil lechol. It's a, you know, you're doing it for the purposes of purchasing, so, you know, enhancing the item to buy it. So, besides that, it's, maybe since you're doing it not for a food purpose, so maybe you wouldn't say the father will into Bayochlin. That's what he's raising. You want to make it look nice and pretty, so you want to add a little bit of food coloring to the water. But the goal over here is to make it look, not use it for drinking purposes, to use it like a colored window type of thing. This water now, and it'll come through the colored water and make a nice color in the house. You're dealing with the question of chiyuv katas.
So food coloring, we would say, falls in this latter category? Or that it's...
No, if it's for food purposes, it's mutter.
Yeah, but the food coloring has no taste. It's just necessary. It's just an aesthetics thing to say
here. It's aesthetics for food, because I want to eat it. I want to have a green icing. You know. So that's fine. My goal over here isn't eating. My goal over here is making a decorative item to hang on my window. So it's not food anymore. It's not functioning as an item. Now, Matthew is going to ask you a question from Gemara on Shabbos, the Ayin Hay. And Gemara says, Sharchet, what is a chayav for? And Gemara says, it's chayav for Gnom Shabbos, for Tzeveya. What's the Tzeveya? Because the blood which comes out colors the meat which is there, make it look nice and red. So it's Tzeveya. So why doesn't that apply over here? But once you say that the case of doing it for purchasing purposes, that's different. So that's exactly over there the point where Rashi says, because this way people don't want to buy it because it's like nice fresh meat. So that's why that wouldn't be a question. Or that's why you didn't ask the question.
But really, it's until the Shnei.
The worst of children. Okay, cough. Yesh Misha Omer. There's an opinion which says Sha'oichel Tusim, a person eats berries, or sharp pears that serve him, or other types of fruit which would stain. Certainly Zoyer, take care of Shal Yiga, but Yod of Tzavuos, don't take your dirty colored hands and touch Bivgot over your clothing. A Bimapa or a tablecloth or a towel. Mishum Tzaveya. Because you're coloring it. Avim tzevei pita b'mashka peiris lesam bo den tzivachim. If you want to dip your bread into the wine, so then eat the bread with the wine, you're coloring your bread. That's not a problem. It says, but over here you have it on your hands and you're coloring the towel. There's an opinion that says you should mark on that. Then the Shulchan brings it. Without anybody arguing, he says there is such a shita, which means he's bringing the shita, you should be machmer for it.
Even if it's like a paper towel, are you throwing away right away?
So the person's a paper towel is not a problem. Let's see. That's a good question. Okay. Circles are nun zain. Hainala poiskim le'el basip yuches, the psikreshal nichol le'oser. I mean, this is a psikreshal nichol, you're being oisik and drawing your hands, not making colors. But it's psikreshal that's going to make a color. It's l'nichalei, because you'd rather prefer that your towel would not have red stains in it. So, but that's going to be also. Even though it's also makalkal, it's definitely not beneficial, it's detrimental to the item, but makalkal is also the mirabana. So here you have a case of psikresha l'nichalei and a durabonon, and he's saying it's also. Okay, so keep that in mind.
So this sort of puts a damper on people who like to use cloth napkins.
To some extent, you know, you can use them, just don't use them if your hands are dirty.
Or your face.
Shlo Yiga. Avogav have to say it, Tzevei upon a V'yodov. I mean, well, hey, you ate berries, means your hands turn blue, right? So L'chara, why are you worried about the cloth? Why are you worried about the fact that how can you eat berries on Shabbos? Because you make your hands blue. And your face, right? like the mechaz and tzviya ela b'dover shadarka litzvaya. The melacha of tzviya doesn't apply to your body. We don't apply.
Why don't we say derech lichocher? What do you say?
Well, okay, it's a fair question. Now, what do you know about derech lichocher?
That when you're using something, it's going. I thought actually. That when you're using something, I thought it dealt with Soveya. That when it's a way of doing something that is going to make the thing.
Where do you know that from?
What do I know that from? I want to say from. Where I would have known it from would be Kitzur Hilchos Shabbos.
Okay, so Hashem will get to it over the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, so. This is where it's discussed, right? Okay, so you're right, but this opinion of the Shulchan Aruch doesn't hold it. Head of Derech Lichlichu. So the Tzilah of Derech Shadarcha Litzvah. You know, your goal isn't. You know, you don't usually use berries to make your face color. That's not a normal thing to do. That's not called Tzviya. Now I Vetem Efregan Akasha Sinitazay. She can't put on a rouge on her face on Shabbos because she's coloring her face. So, you see that it's there to do tzviya on the person's face. Well, that's Isha Shani, the darker Bekach, Lisiapris. A woman would do this to make herself look pretty. That was called normal for a woman, so that's called Derech Tzviya. Now it's still only Mirabonan. The mice that we passed him before, Mishnah Berurah said in that over there on that din in Shin Gimel, that's only also Mirabonan. Midraisa doesn't apply to the skin of a person. Now the Bir Lacha over there brought many, some Mishnah said it is the Raisa. But the mice of Mishnah Berurah in the Mechri, that's not, there's only Mirabonan. That's all. This is all of your lipstick, rouge, all the issues of, you know, putting. You can't put these things on Shabbos because the goal there is to create a color. So a woman wants to put on lipstick on Shabbos. You know, she has. So when they talk about the Shabbos lipstick, have you ever heard of that? What they're selling is a lipstick. Even the lipstick normally wears off quickly. This is a lipstick which doesn't wear off quickly. If you put it on before Shabbos, then it lasts through Shabbos. Not that that means you could
put it on Shabbos.
Put it on Shabbos. Oh,
even though you get rid of every other issue, there's still a problem with Soveya, because the whole idea is you want the color.
Right. So the point over there is that they made, it's a type which is made that it lasts long. That if you can put it on before Shabbos, then it will stay on over Shabbos.
That's like the misnomer of the Shabbos oven.
Right. So it's Shabbos lipstick because you want to use it for Shabbos. It doesn't mean you want to use it on Shabbos. You want to use it for Shabbos. Nun Gimel. No, we finished it. Okay, Nun Tes. I meant to say Nun Ches, and I said Nun Gimel. Now I meant to say Nun Tes. We've got up. Now, we beg an Adam Koshkin Dosh Lakanko de Masakanho. If the garment you're dealing with is a red garment, the case over here was a red color. So you're actually deepening the red color. That's not considered even a kilkel. That's maybe even a masakin. Okay. Now here's your what you're Matthew. Here's what you were saying. We call yesh mekilim b'chol zed the kemish of derech lichluch. Some people which are matarit, and he brings it. It's a ravaz and a chacham tzvi. El yarabu, and he says yeshes v'chalei mehechad yafter. If you can't be careful, the situation that doesn't lend itself to being careful, you can rely on it.
Because it's what you're making it dirty,
right? So it's not a ma'aser tzvi; it's a ma'aser lichluch. Tzvi was to create a color because you want the color there, etc. This is the opposite. You're just making. You're not only dyeing it; you're dirtying
it. It's a white towel that you're making red,
which you
is not
consider
what you want.
Not what you want.
So lichluch directly translates to make dirty.
Lichluch is dirt. Yeah. Mishnah Berurah brings some halachas. A tzeveya chut sh'archa arba tvachim. A person takes one thread, four tvachim long. and he dyes it. That's the shear for the chiyuv of the melachah b'tzaveh. You have fibers which have not been made into a thread yet, but there's enough fibers that you can make a thread that long. It's chayiv. But b'davka tzeva ha-miskayim b'daraisa, it has to be a tzeva which is miskayim. B'tzaveh ena miskayim klal, tzeva doesn't last. You're going to have a sirok or sheshar agabi barzel. You took this rouge or shesha, was like a bluish color, I think. I'm not sure what color it was. And you put it on a metal, like barzel and chayshes, and colored it. Potter. Shrei ato, mavira l'shaita, you can take it off, and there's nothing there. Oysa ein tseva. You make the dye, for example, shenosin kant ketum l'soich mei apsa, shenasa kol shachar. You add kankatum, which is copper sulfate. Mayapsa is gall nut juice. You take gall nuts and you soak them in.
Which kind of nuts?
Gall nuts, G-A-L-L-N-U-T-S. Gall nuts. Okay. Gall nuts actually are not nuts, really. They're just like, they're like a legume type of a thing which grows in nodules. Have you ever seen them?
Never.
You don't use them for cooking? Okay.
Gall nuts?
Listen, I never know. Pomegranate, nothing past the pomegranate. Okay.
Reason it's cold.
Mayapsa, so the Rambam's recipe for making diyo is with mayapsa and with kankatum. You mix the two together. Kankatum is actually, covers all, is actually a bluish color. And gall nuts are a grayish color. You add the two together and they make a chemical reaction, and shnasa kol shachar becomes black. So a person will make the, now you can use this to dye something, or, you know, or write, or whatever it is. Shanosan istis asoich mekarkam, shanosan kol yoroik. You add istis, which is also a type of a plant, into mekarkam, which we just had before, with saffron. It turns green. It's chai. So you didn't dye anything, you made the dye. Rama. Arrive at Sabrino, Shenachai, Mishim Savelo, Kisha Savea, Batseva, Davarach, and use it to make an item colored. Shayyid is that Nigma Malach is a Tseva. I would see a Smayim, Shu, Ain, Atseva, just making the dye in the water, Loi. Currently arrived. Since the Yerba Saman, the Sechamayim, Osim Shim Losh, Adkan Loshana, Bekitzer. There is a Losh problem. Now, Losh, really, we'll see, we're going to learn Losh in Simishin Chavalov. Losh is the Malacha. Which is translated as kneading, which is a terrible translation for the malach of losh. Losh is when you combine together a liquid and a solid and you create a new entity. So we'll see that around adding water into flour without kneading it, without stirring it, without doing anything is going to be problematic, because that's already the beginning of the malach of losh. Right?
Why isn't there a problem with both of the whole here? Are you making any of these dyes,
Cornelius? It's definitely going to be over the chol. It's just a question of whether there's a chiyuv or not. So if the mixture is a thick mixture, if it becomes a pourable, totally pourable liquid, so I mean, adding cocoa into milk is not called losh. When you end up with chocolate milk, you add a solid into a liquid, you end up with chocolate milk. If it's totally pourable, it's not called losh. But it ends up with a semi, you know, some level of a semi-solid.
Adding a little bit of cocoa to make a cream.
Make a...
like a cocoa paste.
Right. So that would be a problem of losh. So that's the thing over here where they used to make the dye. Apparently they used to make the dye. They used to do that sometimes. That would be a problem of losh. Okay, let's hold it here before. I think we're actually...